Good morning, everybody. This is going to be a mini episode for you. I'm actually recording this in my car, so hopefully the audio is all right as I head home from my morning workout. I'm going to close the sunroof here. It's a pretty amazing day on the west coast of Canada. So if this is the first time you're tuning in, my name's Lisa Coast. I don't even know my name this morning. My name is Lisa Carpenter. I'm a master coach and an emotional resiliency expert, and I help high achievers learn to thrive instead of just survive. I know you guys know how to do your way through life, but this podcast is all about pausing, learning how to pump the brakes, and how to do less better so that you can really, like I said, thrive. So this particular mini episode was inspired by a couple of things, a couple of conversations at the gym, and just some of my own thoughts, because I've been realizing I take this podcast very seriously. Let me just start there. It matters to me that I'm putting out content that impacts you guys, because as I've said before, I don't take it lightly that you tune in every week to learn from me, to be inspired, to shift your perspective, to find a new way of showing up in the world. And I always want to make sure that I'm getting that ball across the plate, regardless of what the message is. But here's what I've also found. I also started this podcast as a way of giving myself 100% freedom in my business to show up, to talk about what I wanted, when I wanted, as it came through me. And what I've been finding is that quite often I'm not hitting the record button, because just like you listening, I have head trash of my own. I've got stuff of my own that I need to work through. And the story has been, oh, they won't want to hear from you that much, and are you going to be able to be clear and concise, and, you know, does this really matter? Are you going to be able to put your thoughts together in a way that's really understandable, that, like I said, it's really going to land with your listener? And I'm doing myself a disservice, and I'm doing you a disservice if I don't hit record when something wants to come through me, which is why I'm hitting record today, because I wanted to share that with you. How often in your life are you holding yourself back because of the excuses, the stories you're telling yourself, your fear of judgment, not being good enough, right? I mean, underneath it all, that's what these stories have been about for me. So I'm going to make a commitment that when something really feels like it needs to come through me and I need to say it, that I'm not going to wait until I can, you know, perfectly lay it out so I can record this pristine episode for you. And I want you guys to hold me to that. So if you're not getting enough raw episodes from me, send me a DM. Call me out on it, all right? This is a relationship that you and I are having, and I'm giving you that power. Call me out. And hey, if you hate these episodes, let me know too, right? I'm going to still do my thing, but I love getting feedback from you guys on what you're loving, what you're not liking, all that kind of good stuff. All right, point number two. When I go to the gym in the morning, I'm kind of there with the senior crew, let's just call it. You know, the 55 plus. And you know what? 55 is not really senior, just so I'm clear. But there's many people there that are in their 70s, mid-70s, late-70s, and let me tell you, when I'm lying in bed feeling like I don't want to get my ass out from under the covers, I think about the fact that those guys are in the gym crushing it with no excuses, right? Because they care about their physical and emotional well-being. So I get myself out of bed. And there's a guy in there who's been working on his body for a long time, right? He's always been kind of the shy guy, and he's in there and he's doing his weights, and his body has radically changed, you know, and I'm giving him a huge shout out. Well, he was approached by a local magazine to do an article, and it's called Inspire, and it's about sharing his journey around what physical fitness has brought to him, what showing up in the weight room every single day has brought to his life. And we started to have a conversation about this because he was feeling like he didn't want to share it, he didn't want to talk about it, he didn't want to make it a big deal. And what I said to him, and what I want to say to you, is there comes a point in your life where you have to stop allowing yourself to play small and to be small. How many amazing things have you accomplished that you've never really paused to celebrate, or that you've glossed over, or that you've tried to minimize and not make a big deal, instead of saying, wait, like, I did this thing, and this thing is pretty amazing, and not everybody has done this thing. So often we minimize these things because we're worried about what other people will think. Will they think we have a big ego, or will they judge us? And, you know, or we don't want to look like we've got like a swelled head, right? Or look at me, because we've all known those people who are kind of braggalicious. So we don't want to be braggalicious. But in the process, we don't let ourselves celebrate or share or really feel proud of the things we've done. So this conversation with him was about this article is really an opportunity for him to reflect on his journey, celebrate what he's accomplished, feel so darn proud of himself for what he's done, and in the process, he's going to impact and inspire other people. So I know that I have been 110% guilty of this in my life, where I have done amazing things and then I've just tried to pretend like it's no big deal. As high achievers, we typically, you know, will accomplish something and we're already on to the next thing before we basically even pause to reflect on what we've done, right? Like, we set the bar, we get close to the bar, we achieve that goal, but we're already on to the next thing. And all of a sudden that first accomplishment that we really were like, wow, it would be so cool if I did that, becomes this like, oh yeah, yeah, I did that. We don't really pause. We don't really celebrate. So today, my request of you is to take a few moments and really pause and reflect on your life. Reflect on the things you've accomplished and celebrate them. Let yourself pause today. Give yourself a high five. Really marinate in the things that you have achieved without minimizing them. I don't care if it's a degree, a job, a book you wrote, an article that got published, how you changed your body in the gym, whether you lost 5 pounds. It doesn't matter. But simply pause. And I also want you to reflect on how quickly you minimize your accomplishments, or how often you deflect compliments from others, right? Somebody tries to tell you, wow, that's amazing. And you're like, oh, it's no big deal. Instead of just saying thank you and actually allowing yourself to receive that praise and allow yourself to feel proud and really honor what you've given yourself and how you've showed up in your life. So there's your very, very mini, messy episode today. I look forward to doing more of these because, you know, if I can keep it under 10 minutes or so, it's like a quick bite, a little inspiration for your day, and hopefully a little like rocket fuel to help you really feel better about yourself, right? Because as high achievers, it doesn't matter how much we accomplish. There's always more, right? We're driven, we're ambitious. There's always more that we want to do. But we never really accomplish anything if we don't pause and celebrate and let ourselves feel the way we want to feel when we accomplish those things. Otherwise, we're just chasing something that we're never going to let ourselves get to. So pause, feel proud, celebrate. Celebrate you today. And I would love for you to head over to Instagram and share with me what you're celebrating, what you feel proud of, like let's brag a little bit today and stop making it a bad thing. It doesn't make you a bad person. So head over to Instagram, send me a DM, let me know what you're celebrating so I can send you a high five as well. And I look forward to more episodes like this. So I hope you do as well. And don't forget, I am taking on one-to-one clients beginning in May. So if working with me in a more intimate setting, really going deep with this work and unpacking the things that are holding you back from having more fulfillment, ease, success, joy in your life, in your business, in your body, if you are ready to put your physical and your emotional well-being first, now
is a great time to reach out and hop on my schedule to connect and have a call to see if we are in fact a great fit to work together and if I can help you. And I can't help everybody. So these calls are about connection and really if I am the right person that can help you move from point A to point B. So if that's you, please head over to my website, lisacarpenter.ca. Go ahead and fill out the application, jump on my schedule, and we will connect soon. Until next time, have a wonderful day and take great care of you because you matter. And I want you to know that. Celebrate you and matter in your own life.